Sarvebhyo Namaha, Swagatam. Welcome to session number 8 in Spoken Sanskrit. We will start our class with a prarthana. We will say the prarthana 3 times. Om Sahanavatu. Sahanau bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu mavidvishavahai om shanti shanti shantihi Om Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Sahanavavatu Sahanau Bhunaktu Sahaviryam Karavavahai Tejasvinavadhitamastu Mavidvishavahai Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om. So last week we did all the days of the week, Vasaraha and Adhyahyaha Shvaha, Parahyaha and Praparashvaha. So before we move on, we will check the homework. So we will do the exercises from the bottom. So can Chitra Bhagini, would you like to say, if Adhya is Shukra Vasaraha, Hyaha Kaha Vasaraha?
Hyaha Guru Vasaraha.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Krishna Mohodya, Adhya Shukra Vasaraha, Hyaha Guru Vasaraha, Parahyaha Kaha Vasaraha?
Parahyaha Budavasaraha.
Very good, Mahodaya. Adhya Shukravasaraha. Aishwarya Bhagini, Shvaha Kaha?
Shvaha Shanivasaraha.
Very good, Bhagini. And next, Archana Bhagini, Parashvaha Kaha Vasaraha?
Parashvaha Bhanuvasaraha.
Bhanuvasaraha, very good, Bhagini. Next, Parahyaha Mangalavasaraha. Brinda Bhagini, Hyaha Kaha?
Hyaha Budhavasaraha.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Adhya Kaha, Nitin Mohodaya, Adhya Kaha Vasaraha?
Nitin is not here.
Astu, Shreya Bhagini, Adhya Kaha Vasaraha?
Adhya.
Adhya Kaha Vasaraha? Parahyaha Mangala Vasaraha? Adhya Kaha Vasaraha?
Shani Vasaraha?
So, day before yesterday is Tuesday. So, yesterday is Monday. Today is Sunday. So, it is Bhanuvasaraha.
Bhanuvasaraha.
Okay. So, Nagendar Mohodaya, Shvaha Kaha?
Mangala. Mangala. Mangala is... okay. Mangala. Buddha, Guru, Shukravasara.
Yeah, Bhagini, Adhya is Guru Vasaraha, right?
How Guru Vasaraha.
See, the Hyaha is not Hyaha of Mangal Vasara, right? Or it's actually hyaha of the adya.
No, parahyaha is Wednesday. Day before is Tuesday, so yesterday is Wednesday,
so today
has
to be Thursday. Yeah.
Oh, then, yeah. Sorry, Guru Vasaraha. Shamyatam.
Yeah.
So, Shwaha is Shukravasaraha.
Shwaha is Shukravasaraha. Parashwah kaha vasaraha Nina Bhagni, Parashwah kaha vasaraha.
Parashwah Shani vasaraha.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Adya Soma vasaraha. Here we have tried Shwaha and Yaha. So, Chitra Bhagini, Adya Soma vasaraha. Shwaha kaha?
Shwaha Mangala vasaraha.
अद्य सोमवासरः श्वः मङ्गलवासरः.
मङ्गलवासरः ह्यः अद्य सोमवासरः खलु. देन् ह्यः भानुवासरः.
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. कृष्णमहोदय, परश्वः गुरुवासरः. अद्य कः वासरः?
मङ्गलवासरः. अद्य मङ्गलवासरः.
अद्य मङ्गलवासरः. ह्यः कः वासरः?
ह्यः सोमवासरः.
वेरि गुड् महोदय. ऐश्वर्या भगिनी, अद्य शनिवासरः. ह्यः कः वासरः?
ह्यः शुक्रवासरः.
ह्यः शुक्रवासरः. परह्यः कः वासरः?
परह्यः गुरुवासरः.
उत्तमं भगिनि. नेक्स्ट्, वृन्दा भगिनी, अद्य बुधवासरः. श्वः कः वासरः?
श्वः गुरुवासरः.
परश्वः कः वासरः?
परश्वः शुक्रवासरः.
समीचीनं भगिनि. नेक्स्ट् Next here, we have to do this. We have to say which day Lalita, what she did. So,
okay.
Nitin, Nagendra Mahodaya, would you like to say say the first one?
Yeah. Lalita Somavasara Granthalaya Patati.
Mahodaya, it's Somavasari. Vasaraha in Saptami Bhakti, and then say Somavasare Lalita Granthalaye
Patati.
Okay. Thank you.
So would you like to do the second one?
Mangalvasare Lalita Grahapatam Karoti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next, Shahira Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Budhuvasare Bhojanalaye Khadati.
Budhavasare Lalita Bhojanalaye Khadati. Samichinam Bhagini. Next, Neena Bhagini. Okay, Archana Bhagini, would you like to do it?
Shanivasare Lalita Gruhe Chitram Likhati.
Very good, Bhagini. Uttamam. Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Bhanuvasare Lalita Kridangane Kridati.
Samichinam Bhagini. So this was the homework for last week. So now we will go on to our main topic for today, which is Vidya Bhakti. So first we will go from the beginning where we know Balakaha Pashyati. So that means the boy is looking. So we can ask, Balakaha Kim Pashyati? What is the boy looking at? So Balakaha Pashyati is the sentence. We ask, what is the boy looking at? Balakaha Kim Pashyati? So they say, vriksham pashyati. So here the actual word is vrikshaha, but here we need dvitiya vibhakti, so we say vriksham pashyati. So the full sentence will be, so here we'll say balakaha vriksham pashyati. So we say balakaha pashyati, balakaha kim pashyati, balakaha vriksham pashyati. So another example, balakaha gachyati. Where is the boy is going? Where is the boy going? Balakaha kutra gachyati.
Bhagini, can you please scroll down? Thank you, Bhagini.
Vidyalayam gachyati. Balakaha vidyalayam gachyati. So balakaha kutra asti, we use saptami vibhakti. But balakaha kutra gachyati, we use dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay.
So, Bhagini, this is Meena. Quick question. So, the vidyalayam and the word before that, if you scroll up, vruksham. Vidyalayam, vruksham. Those are not napunsikalinga words.
No, Bhagini, those are not napumsakalingam words.
Okay.
We will see how to put words in dvitiya vibhakti.
Okay.
So, those are objects.
Yes, objects. And it's something like going to somewhere, right? That's what,
going to somewhere.
Okay.
Balakaha kutra asti, where is he right now? But kutra gachati, where is he going? Okay, so next, here we for subject we say kartrupadam. And we know for verb we say kriyapadam. The object is called karmapadam. So in the here, balakaha vriksham pashyati. Here, if vriksham, that is, since it is an object, all objects are in dvitiya vibhakti. So, vriksham, the actual prathama vibhakti is vrikshaha. But the dvitiya vibhakti is vriksham. So, balakaha vriksham pashyati. The boy is looking at the tree. Balakaha mahilam pashyati. No, so vriksham, that is vrikshaha, so it is in pullingam. Ekavachanam is in pullingam. And here mahilam, the prathama vibhakti is mahila. And dvitiya vibhakti is mahilam. So vrikshaha changes into vriksham. So the visargaha becomes it becomes makaram. So vrikshaha, vriksham. And here mahila, we don't take away anything, we just add So mahilam. So for vrikshaha, we replace the visargaha with im, so we get vrikshaha into vriksham, and mahila, we add im, so mahilam. Now, though that is akaranta strilinga padam. Now we also know ikaranta strilinga padam, janani. That is Jananim. Here also we don't take away anything. We just add the M. So Janani, Jananim. Is everybody understanding the karma padam, the object?
Yeah.
Okay. So next, napumsakalingam, nothing happens. You have Prathama Bhakti Vanam, Dritiya Bhakti Vanam. So we don't, nothing changes. So napumsakalingam, prathama and dvitiya are the same. In ekavachanam. In vriksham, we replace the visargaha by the makaram. here in Srilingam, we only add Mahila, Mahilam, Janani, Janani, and Vanam, nothing happens. Vanam. So let's review the sentence. It says, Balakah Riksham Pashyati. So, Chitra Bhagini, what does that mean?
The boy is looking at the tree.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to read the second sentence?
Yeah. Balakah Mahilam Pashyati.
Mahilam Pashyati. So what does that mean?
The boy is looking at the lady.
Very good, Mahodaya. So here we ask, Balakah Kim Pashyati? Balakaha Vriksham Pashyati. Or Balakaha Kim Pashyati? Balakaha Mahilam Pashyati. So if you want to ask a question, wherever you put the object, you just put Kim. So Balakaha Kim Pashyati? Balakaha Vriksham Pashyati. Balakaha Kim Pashyati? Balakaha Mahilam Pashyati. Balakaha Kim Prichati? No, Balakaha Kam Prichati? Like who?
Whom? Yeah.
Whom? Janani. Who is the boy asking? Balakaha Jananim Prichati. Ramaha Vanam Gachati. Rama goes to the forest. So, for Akaranta, we chamasaha. We replace the visargaha by makaram. Chamasam. So, Pratama Bhakti is chamasaha.
Excuse me, Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
I had a question. For the Balakaha Jananim Pruchati, what do we have to ask? Who is the child asking?
Balakaha Kam Pruchati.
Kam. Okay.
Kam, okay.
Thank you.
Did we do the word Kam?
No, we didn't do the word Kam, Bhagini, but for now, we can...
Bhagini, shouldn't it be Kam? Because it's Trilingam.
For now, we'll keep it as Balakaha Kim Pruchati. Later, we'll change it to Kam or Kam. We will see how to do that later. For now, we will just do Balakaha Kim Pruchati.
Who did the boy ask?
Who did he ask?
Okay, so next, here... I have given all the Pratama Ibhakti Chamasaha, Dvitiya Ibhakti Chamasam. So Pratama Ibhakti Mahila, Dvitiya Ibhakti Mahilam. Pratama Ibhakti Nadi, Dvitiya Ibhakti Nadim. Pratama and Dvitiya Ibhakti for Pustakam is the same. Pustakam and Pustakam.
Bhagini, just check my sentence. Is it correct? Aham chamasam prakshalayami.
Yes, yes, Bhagini, that is good. That is correct. Right.
I'm cleaning this thing.
So, here, Mahila.
Bhagini, Meena. Sorry. Can you talk a little? I think the where I'm getting confused is where we said looks at, right? So Balakaha Vriksham Pashyati. I thought the at was a Saptami Vibhakti, right? Didn't we think in, on, at, all of that are Saptami Vibhakti?
No, Bhagini. So for Saptami, I said, for Saptami we say where. Where is he now? Balakaha Kutra Asti. Present, where is he right now?
Okay.
But for Dvitiya Ibhakti, we're saying, where is he going?
or maybe that cat is more like on top of things or something like that, like the crow is sitting on top of the
no saptami is basically location.
Verb has an object. So every verb has an object too. So that object is here the karma padam.
Okay.
The second vibhakti.
Okay. All right, thanks. I will move forward, but
do that later on.
Yeah.
We'll
I'll come back to this.
Examples, then we will understand.
Okay. Devara.
Okay. So, here, Chitra Bhagini, would you like to read the first two sentences?
Yeah. Mahila kutra gachati. Mahila apanam gachati.
Apanam gachati. So, apanam is the dvitiya bhakti.
So, it's apanam remains apanam only, no?
Apanaha.
Apanaha becomes
apanam. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so next. Krishna Mahodaya, would you like to read the second one?
Yes, fine. Chatraha kutra gachati. Chatraha vidyalayam gachati.
Very good, Mahodaya. So here, vidyalayam. They have put it in red. Vidyalayam is the karma padam. It is in dvitiyai bhakti. All karma padams are in dvitiyai bhakti. So next, here. Okay. Aishwarya Bhagini, so here, Riktasthanani Purayata. So, Riktasthanani, fill in blanks. So,
Bhagini, can you make it bigger, please?
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. May I ask a question, Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini.
This Riktasthanani Purayata. Now, up till now, we had been reading about request in order, and basically those verbs ended with tu, like prachatu, or this one is not ending with, it's not like puryatu.
Purayatu. Bhagini, in its lotlakaram plural.
Ah.
So that we have not done, but it's like still prarthana. I think please fill in the blanks.
It's,
so
it's still like prarthana.
It's plural, not just it's not ekavachanam. So if it was ekavachanam, it would be purayatu as you said, but here it is bahuvachanam, so we have purayata.
But then it would have been puryantu.
Yeah, purayam.
No, Bhagini, this is
an exception.
This is second person, Bhagini.
Ah.
We have not talked about that yet. We will see that later on.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, Bhagini.
It's for you.
Bhagini, this is Nimish. One question.
Yes, Mahodaya.
Yeah, so here we have a question, Chhatra Kutra Gachati, so it is Chhatra Vidyalaya Gachati, Vidyalayam Gachati.
Vidyalayam Gachati, Vidyalayam Gachati.
Yeah, so if the question is Chhatra Kutra Pathati, then would it is Chhatra Vidyalaya Pathati, right?
Yes, Mahodaya.
So what is the difference? I mean, it is about motion and where is he going and where is he currently?
Yes, it's like, where is he going? That is Gachati, where is his destination? Where is he going? And where, okay. The present is like, Saha Kutra Patati. Where is he studying now?
Okay, so it is related. It is related to, I mean, indirectly it is related to motion. So because the person is moving from one place to another, probably.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I could actually explain it better through Hindi. Probably it may make more sense those who understand.
Okay.
Hindi.
Please do, Bhagini.
Yes.
So that is something like chhatra kidhar ko jata hai, and छात्रा कहाँ पढ़ रहा है? I mean, where is he right now?
किधर जाता है और कहाँ पढ़ रहा है?
हाँ, किधर को? So whenever we have anything like को, बालक
नहीं, किधर को is wrong usage. नहीं, ये that's the wrong usage. किधर को नहीं बोलते ना? किधर जाता है और कहाँ देखता
है? बोलते हैं, but it is like understood there. It is something like earlier we had this question. बालक का वृक्षम पश्यति. The literal translation in Hindi would be Balak Vriksha ko dekhta hai.
Dekhta hai. Kis cheez ko dekh raha hai aur kis jagah ko ja raha hai. I get it. I think you're right. What you're saying is correct. Kidhar ja raha hai aur kis aur ja raha hai.
Okay. Yes, Bhagini.
But in Hindi, you can also say kaha ja raha hai.
हाँ, बालक कहाँ जा रहा है?
So, okay, I think
going to.
Okay, so let's do some examples. So it's just like the starting, so it will be like this. Everybody will be confused, but as we get more examples, we will get used to it and see which one is correct and see which one is not correct. So rittasthanani purayata. So just complete the blanks. Okay. जनकः कार्यालयं गच्छति. So they have given the sentence. We have to ask the question. So here कार्यालयं is the object. So what I said, for it to be easy, we say the sentence, but we say कुत्र in the place of the object. So जनकः कुत्र गच्छति, जनकः कार्यालयं गच्छति. Okay, so does everybody understand how to do this?
Yes.
Okay, then Aishwarya Bhagini, would you like to do the second one?
Yes. Amba Devalayam Gacchati. Amba Putra Gacchati. Amba Devalayam Gacchati.
Very good. Can everybody else please mute if I don't call you? Okay. Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Putra kutra gacchati. Putrah kridangane gacchati. Kridanganam gacchati.
Kridanganam gacchati.
Putrah kridanganam gacchati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nagendra Mahodaya.
पुत्री कुत्र गच्छति, पुत्री ग्रंथालयं गच्छति.
वेरी गुड महोदय, समीचीन. सो
भगिनी, वन क्वेश्चन.
यस भगिनी.
व्हेन वी से कुत्र गच्छति, आर वी आस्किंग वेयर डिड ही और शी गो और वेयर डिड ही और शी रीच?
नो, वेयर शी गोइंग.
ओ, वेयर इज शी गोइंग. ओके भगिनी, थैंक यू.
Okay, next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Yes, Bhagini.
Would you like to do the second, next one here, this next exercise? Kaha kutra gacchati vadata. So, who is going where? So, here it's like a diagram. So, first, here in the first column, can everybody see? Okay, so the first one, we have here all, we have Kartripadam. In the middle, you have Karma Padam. These are the objects. And here they have given it in Ekavachanam. We have you. So when you answer the question, you have to put it in Dvivachanam. Dvivachanam.
Okay.
So it's in Prathama Vibhakti, and you have to put in Dvitiya Vibhakti. Sorry. So here all they have given is Prathama Vibhakti. We have to put it in Dvitiya Vibhakti, and then just say Gacchati. So I will say the first one as an example. Snehitaha. They have given it in Prathama Vibhakti. We don't have to change that. Bhojanalayaha is there. I have to put that in Dvitiya Vibhakti. So, Bhojanalayam, because this is a Pullinga Padam, I have to replace the Visargaha for Makaram. So, it becomes Bhojanalayam Gacchati. So, the full sentence is Snehitaha Bhojanalayam Gacchati. So, next, Priya Bhagini, would you like to do the next one?
Sure, Bhagini. Vritta Sangrahalayam Gacchati.
Sangrahalayam Gacchati. Very good, Bhagini. Samichinam. Next, Nimish Mahodaya.
Yes. Yuvakaha Pradarshani. Pradarshanini. Okay.
Pradarshanim.
Okay. Yuvaka Pradarshanim.
Very good, Mahat. Samichinam. The last one. Shriya Bhagini.
Purushaha Chitram Nindaraha Gacchati.
Chitramandiram.
Purushaha Chitramandiram Gacchati. Atra Chitramandiram iti padam Napumsakalingam. So if it's in Napumsakalingam, we don't change it. It's Prathama Vibhakti, Dvitiya Vibhakti, it's the same. Okay, astu.
Bhagini, what is Pradarshini?
Oh, Pradarshini exhibition, is exhibition.
Right? Exhibition, yeah.
Dhanyavada.
Okay, next. Here, they have given some examples. We will all read them. Chitra Bhagini?
Yeah. You want me to read the first one?
The first, next, Balakaha Asti, and then Vidyalayaha Asti.
Yeah, Balakaha Vidyalayaha Asti, Balakaha Vidyalayam Gacchati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Krishna Mahodaya.
Sachivaha Asti, Karyalayaha Asti, Sachivaha Karyalayam Gacchati.
Very good, Mahodaya. Aishwarya Bhagini.
Janakaha Asti, Devalayaha Asti, Janakaha Devalayam Gacchati.
Very Samichinam Bhagini. Archana Bhagini.
Chhatraha Asti, Chhatravasaha Asti, Chhatraha Chhatravasam Gacchati.
Very good. That is like a Chhatravasaha. It's like a hostel, dormitory, or hostel. Okay, so next, Brinda Bhagini.
Krushakaha Asti, Gramaha Asti, Krushakaha Gramam Gacchati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nitin Mahodaya. Or, okay, so next, here we have. Okay, would you like to read the question and answer?
Yes. Pachakam kim karoti. Pachakaha kim karoti. Pachakaha pakam karoti.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next.
Shravani will like to do.
Okay, Shravani Bhagini.
Lekha ki kim karoti. Lekha ka. Katham likhati.
Very good, Bhagini. Would you like to read the next one?
Yes.
चित्रकारः किं करोति? चित्रकारः चित्रं लिखति.
लिखति. वेरि गुड् भगिनि. सो so next Nina bagini in the sentence pachakah pakam karoti, what is the object?
Pakam.
Very good bagini. Next lekhakah katham likati, what is the object in that?
Katham.
And chitrakarah chitram likati, object?
Chitram.
Chitram. Very good bagini. So Bhagini, the word are pakam.
Sorry Bhagini, question
did
here.
You ask for the root word Bhagini?
Yes, for pakam.
Shall I try? I think it's pakah, katha and chitram.
Pakah, katha, chitram. So if it's pakah, then the pratipadik, the root word is pratipadikam, will be paka.
Oh, paka, okay.
Pakah means cooking?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Is it cooking or?
Cooking, it is a verb.
The food that
it would be allowed. Like it would be a meal.
Yeah, meal.
Like, no, it's not a meal. It's like, so you can say pakam pachati. Pachati means to cook. He cook bhojanam pachati. Pakam karoti or it's the same as pachati.
Oh, okay.
पाचकः पाकं करोति और पाचकः पचति. But here we need the object, so we say पाकं करोति.
Okay.
प्रातिपदिकं फॉर कथां विल बी कथा.
कथा.
कथा, राइट?
यस भगिनि. Okay.
So once again, that was pakah. I mean, if it was the subject, it would have been pakah or pakam?
Pakah.
Thanks.
Bhagini?
Yes, Bhagini?
One second. When you say pakah, is it to cook or cooking?
Cooking.
Pakah is cooking and pakam is also cooking.
Yes. Yes, Bhagini.
Okay. Thank you.
So, cooking is the noun. It's not a verb. So, pakam is a noun, not a verb.
Okay.
And it's an object. Okay. So, next we will read some more. Okay? So, next, Brinda Bhagini.
Balakaha asti, Ganeshaha asti, Balakaha Ganesham archati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nitin Mohodia. So, Nagendra Mohodia.
Mahila asti, Gatha asti, Mahila Ghatam Nayati.
Very good, Mohodaya Sundaram. Shreya Bhagini.
Are we doing the third one?
Yes, Bhagini.
Yes.
Gardabha asti, Bharaha asti, Gardabham bha bharam vahati.
Vahati. So here archati in the first sentence, archati means praise. Next sentence, nayati means to takes, and vahati means carries. So here Priya Bhagini, would you like to read the next sentence?
Yes Bhagini. Chataka asti, Jalam asti, chataka jalam pibati.
Very good, Bhagini. The last one, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Shukaha asti. Phalam asti. Shukaha phalam khadati.
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 Very good, Bhagini. Phalam khadati. So we will read some more. So next, Nimish Mahodaya.
Yes. Balika asti, vatika asti, balika vatikam
sinchati.
Sinchati.
So she waters.
Yeah.
So next, Nina Bhagini.
Yeah. Bharavahakah asti, petika asti. Bharavahakah petikam vahati.
Very good, Bhagini. Did anybody not get a chance to do anything in the class?
I can do. Chitra?
Yeah, yes, Chitra, Bhagini, you can do the next one.
Can you just, yeah, scroll it up. We are doing Saraswati. Janani, na? Okay, Janani asti, rotika asti, Janani rotikam pachati.
Very good, Bhagini.
The woman is making roti. Or cooking
yes,
roti.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya.
Yeah. Balakaha asti, Saraswati asti, Balakaha Saraswatim archati.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next, Aishwarya Bhagini.
Adhyapakaha asti, Gati asti, Adhyapakaha Gatim Pashyati.
Gatim Pashyati. Very good, Bhagini. So, this we will do for homework. No, actually we will do this in class. And then we will do the something. I will tell you what the homework is. So, here they have given some they have given us 12 sentences, and they have given us 12 words. So they have already given us what sentence numbers they are in. So aapanaha. So it goes from like this to that. So we start with aapanaha. We put it in dvitiya vibhakti, which becomes apanam. So grahakaha apanam gachati. So grahakaha is customer. So Archana Bhagini, would you like to do the second one?
Pradhyapakaha granthalayam gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Dhanikaha vittakosham gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mahodaya.
What is Dhanikaha?
Dhanikaha is rich man.
Balakaha prakoshtam gachati.
Prakoshtam gachati. Very good, Mahodaya. Next, Shreya Bhagini.
Yati varaha mataha gachati.
Matam gachati.
Matam gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nina Bhagini.
Bhagini, what was the meaning of that sentence?
Oh,
Yati varaha, what does it mean? So, yeah.
Yeah, it's an ascetic. Yati varaha.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Or monk.
Yeah, I see. Thank you.
So, matam is like Shringeri matam, like the places matam. Where monks and
matam.
Monks
yeah.
stay.
Yeah.
Matam.
Okay.
So, next, Neela Bhagini.
Bhikshukaha Bauddha Viharam Gachati.
Bauddha Viharam Gachati. So next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Acharyaha Asramam Gachati.
आश्रमं गच्छति. वेरी गुड भगिनि. नेक्स्ट प्रिया भगिनि.
अन्तरिक्षयात्रिकाः
भगिनि अन्तरिक्षयात्रिकः
चन्द्रलोकं गच्छति.
सो अन्तरिक्षयात्रिकः इस् अ स्पेस् ट्रावेलर् आस्ट्रोनाट्. सो चन्द्रलोकः इस् मून्. सो आस्ट्रोनाट्स् गो टु द
अन्तरिक्षयात्रिकः चन्द्रलोकं गच्छति. ओके
वेरि गुड् भगिनि. नेक्स्ट् निमिष महोदय.
सचिवः विदेशं गच्छति.
Videsham gachati. Very good. So sachivah means minister. So the minister goes abroad. So next Shravani Bhagini.
Shishyah
madhya
pra
सो द फुल् सेण्टेन्स् इस् शिष्यः मध्यप्रदेशं गच्छति. सो नेक्स्ट् चित्रा भगिनि.
वीरः स्वर्गं गच्छति.
सो वीरः इस् ब्रेव् मेन्
गोस् टु हेवन्.
Very good. Krishna Mahodaya.
Yeah. Naradaha Bhulokam Gachati.
Very good. Bhulokam is earth.
Yes.
Okay. So next okay. So here we have to put the words in the parentheses in two object into dvitiya vibhakti, and then the verb for everything will be ahvayati, invite. So everything will be ahvayati. So just change the word in the, just say the kartrupadam, then change the word in the parentheses into dvitiya vibhakti, and then say ahvayati.
Got it.
Okay, so Aishwarya Bhagini.
Balika adhyapikam ahvayati.
Very good. Next, Archana Bhagini.
Agrajaha anujam ahvayati.
Very good, Bhagini.
Bhagini, what is ahvayati?
अनुजः अग्रजाम् आह्वयति. आह्वयति. वेरि गुड् भगिनि. नेक्स्ट् नितिन् महोदय.
भगिनी, सोरि, दिस् इस् नीना. सो हियर् देर् इस् नो टु, रैट्? ऐ मीन् ऐ नो देर् इस् एन् आब्जेक्ट्, बट् हौ इस् दिस् द्वितीया विभक्ति? इफ् ऐ ट्रान्स्लेट् दिस् टु इङ्ग्लिश्, रैट्? द टीचर् इन्वैट्स् द स्टूडेण्ट्, स्टूडेण्ट् इन्वैट्स् द टीचर्. सो हौ इस् इट् द्वितीया विभक्ति?
That is the object in Sanskritam. That is the object, Bhagini. So whoever, it's like who the person is inviting, whom the person is inviting.
Yeah, whom. So whom is also dvitiya vibhakti, is it?
Yes.
So basically, what, whom, sorry, one second. What, whom, who, where? All of them, because they can be answered with objects, it's Dvitiya Vibhakti.
So the thing is, do not translate between English and Sanskritam because it will differentiate.
I know, but
a lot.
I mean, to have some understanding of this, I think initially we have to start comparing, and only then, because earlier Mahodaya asked one question, right? Very valid question. He said, Chhatraha Vidyalayam Gacchati, but then Chhatraha Vidyalaye Patati. So first one is second Vibhakti, the second one is seventh Vibhakti. So when I translated it to English, it was a little more, I was able to comprehend a little bit more. So student goes to school, which is the school became an object. Student studies at school. Maybe school is not an object at that point, but more like locative word. So the translation actually helps. So when I try to do the same translation here, I'm not able to figure out how this is second Vibhakti.
If I may help, actually. So,
yes, please do,
typically, even in English, let's say if you do not have any preposition at all, take out any preposition. I am, I am inviting somebody. That somebody becomes the object. So, whenever you have no preposition along with the object, then that object becomes the Dvitiya Vibhakti, is what I think.
Yeah, okay. So, Rama killed Ravana is like a plain sentence, right? Rama killed Ravana. There is no preposition at all there. So Ravana is the object here. Rama is the subject and killed is the verb. So that object becomes the Dvitiya.
So it doesn't have to have a preposition then. I think that's what we are saying here.
Yes, exactly.
So now, okay. Thank you, Bhagini, for explaining. You explained nicely. So next... I think we have to do the fifth one. Janakaha.
Yes.
Nitin Mahodaya.
Janakaha Kanyam Ayati.
Ahvayati.
Ahvayati.
Ahvayati. Ahvayati. Ahvayati.
Ahvayati.
It's hard to pronounce. So you can stress that. Ahvayati.
Ahvayati.
Good translation. Yeah.
Because you can't see a word then. No?
Yeah, exactly.
But the pronunciation, you have the va. Ahvayati. Okay, so next, Nagendra Mohadiya.
We are at Swamini, correct?
Yes.
Swamini, Sevika, Ahvayati.
Ahvayati. Shaya Bhagini.
Rugnaha Vaigham.
Vaidyam.
Asyati.
Ahvayati.
Ahvayati.
Next, Shavini Bhagini.
Vaidyaha. Ruknam
Ahvayati. Okay. So this part will be for homework. This last part.
Okay. So Bhagini, is there any simpler word for call? I mean, Ahvayati is a translation for calling somebody, right?
No, it's invite.
It's invitation.
invite or call also, I suppose.
Call, not call, Bhagini. It's invite. It means invite.
I think calling has a different verb. It's a different word.
Yes, calling has, I can't remember. Okay, I will see. I will try to recollect what calling means, and I will say. But Ahvayati means to invite only.
Okay, well, sure. At least in the Sanskrit dictionary, I can't find any other word for calling.
Okay, I will see, Bhagini. Okay.
Please say Amantran.
So, we will skip all this and then we will go back. So, does everybody still remember our Ditiya Bhakti?
Yes.
Okay, so what happens to Chama Saha? Chama. So, Chitra Bhagini, what happens to Chama Saha in Ditiya Bhakti?
The Ha is replaced by M. So, Chama Saha becomes Chama Sam.
So the visargaha becomes the makaram, so we get
makara.
Chamasam.
Yeah.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Krishna Mahodaya.
Yeah, Mahila becomes Mahilam, just you add the makaram.
Very good, Mahodaya. Archana Bhagini.
So, Nadi, we just have to add im and it becomes Nadim.
Very good, Bhagini. Neena Bhagini.
Napunsakalingam, there's no change. Prathama is also Pustakam. Dvitiya will also be Pustakam.
Very good, Bhagini. So, okay. Now, okay, everyone. What is the Dvitiya Bhakti of Chama Saha?
Chamasam.
Chamasam.
Chamasam. What is the Dvitiya Bhakti of Mahila?
Mahilam.
What about Nadi?
Nadi.
Pustakam.
Pustakam.
Pustakam. Okay.
Now I think we are empowered to make better sentences.
Yeah, yes, Bhagini. Now, so see, when we started, we were only saying Bhavataha Namakim, Bhavatyaha Namakim, Mahanam. We were only saying that, but now see, we can make 3-word sentences now.
Yeah.
So now we will do a Krida. I will share my screen with you.
Sorry, but can you give a little more challenging homework, please?
okay. If you want challenging homework, I will definitely give you more challenging homework.
I thought
if I give challenging homework, people won't do the homework. So since you've asked, I will share.
You're going to punish me. Then.
I will.
She's like all excited to give the challenging homework.
Okay, so what I will do, I will do from a little bit to more. Okay, so now we will practice. Okay. So can everybody see the slide?
Yeah.
Okay. So here we will put the word into Dvitiya Vibhakti. So it will be a mixture of Strilingam, Pullingam and Napumsakalingam. Just follow the rule and you will get it. Okay? Mm-hmm. So here I will do the first one. You can just say Mala is Prathama Vibhakti, Ma Lam is Dvitiya Vibhakti. So I don't know why.
Can we also remember the Shashti and Saptami Vibhakti also?
Okay. Yeah, if we can do that.
Yeah.
We still have time, so everybody can say Prathama Bhakti is this. We will do how in the order we learned it. So Prathama Bhakti is I will show an example for the one I did. Mala is Prathama Bhakti. Shashti is Malam. Malayaha. Saptami is Malaya, and Dvitiya is Malam.
Malam. Okay.
but I don't think that's too much. I think that's too much. So we will practice all of them. So what I will do, I will give for homework.
I will do that in the homework. Yeah.
Homework is a good idea. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we will do that later. But for now, we will just say Prathama Vibhakti and Dvitiya Vibhakti. So, Chitra Bhagini, would you like to do it first?
Eshaha kaha, eshaha manthanaha. So, eshaha manthanam.
No, it's not right? Eshaha manthanam. Bhagini, just don't say the eshaha, just say manthanaha, manthanam.
Okay, manthanam. Manthanaha is manthanam.
Mantan. Very good, Bhagini. Would you like to do the next one?
Mapika, mapikam.
Very good, Bhagini.
Sharkara, sharkaram.
Very good, Bhagini. Krishna Mahodaya.
Samasaha, samasam. Arakshaha, arakshakaham. Kam. Arakshaka. Sevapalam, sevapalam.
Sevapalam, sevapalam.
Durga, durgam.
Very good. Aishwarya Bhagini.
Parvataha, parvatam. Nanakam, nanakam. Relayanam, relayanam.
Very good, Bhagini. Brinda, Archana Bhagini.
Ramah, Ramam. Mayuri, Mayurim. Mishrakam, Mishrakam.
Very good, Bhagini. Brinda, Bhagini, you can do both of them.
Netram remains Netram. Nayanam remains Nayanam.
Okay, next.
Shikshikam. Nagaram, Nagaram. Parvatim.
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 Nitin Mahodaya? Okay, we'll skip that one.
Gruham, Gruham. Kankanam.
Kankatam, kankatam.
Kankatam, kankatam. Kankanam, kankanam. Ghati, ghatim. Darpanaha, darpanam.
Very good, Mahadya. Next, Shaya Bhagini.
Shauchalayam.
Very good, Bhagini.
Drakshafalam. Cholam.
Next, Shravani Bhagini.
Fenakam. Karadipam.
Next, Neena Bhagini.
Shikshakam. Padaha, padam.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Lakshmi Bhagini.
Shila. Can you? Dwaram,
द्वारम् रथः रथम् दूरवाणी दूरवाणी
प्रिया भगिनी
भोजनगृहं भोजनगृहं
गृहं
गृहं वैद्या वैद्यां कूर्मः कूर्मं
वेरि गुड् भगिनि नेक्स्ट् निमीश् महोदय
समुद्रः समुद्रं पत्रं पत्रं बालकः बालकं
स्यूतः
स्यूतं
वेरि गुड् महोदय नेक्स्ट् नागेन्द्र महोदय
Which one are we doing?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Devalaya, Devalayam. Jalam, Jalam. Is the Dvitiya Vibhakti. Pushpam for Prathama and Dvitiya, same Pushpam. Yutakam, same Prathama and Yutakam and also Dvitiya also Yutakam. Shaya. Is Shayyam.
Very good, Mahodaya. Next, I think we will practice one more time, one round again. Chitra Bhagini?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Vyagharanam remains Vyagharanam. Vatayanam, here this again remains Vatayanam. Vyajanam.
Okay, no. Huh?
मकरः मकरं निधानिका निधानिकां लेखनी लेखनीं
वेरि गुड् भगिनि ऐम् गोयिङ्ग् टु टेक् अवे सम् नपुंसकलिङ्गम् एण्ड् प्राक्टिस् वित् द पुल्लिङ्गम् एण्ड् स्त्रीलिङ्गं सो नेक्स्ट् कृष्णमहोदय
देवालयः देवालयं हस्तः हस्तं लता लतां मण्डपः मण्डपं
वेरि गुड् महोदय नेक्स्ट् ऐश्वर्या भगिनी
पाञ्चालिका पाञ्चालिकां अयोहिमम् अयोहिमम् उत्पीठिका उत्पीठिकां दीपः दीपम्
वेरि गुड् भगिनि सो हियर् बिफोर् वि मूव् ओके सो नेक्स्ट् अर्चना भगिनि
यस् दीपः दीपम् पट्टि पट्टी पट्टिका पट्टिकां दन्तफेनकं दन्तफेनकं
वेरि गुड् भगिनि
भगिनि वन् क्वेश्चन् इन् दट् स्लैड् पट्टि एण्ड् केन् यु गो टु द 66 प्लीज़् सो वै हव् यु पुट् टु वाट् इस् द डिफ़रेन्स्
नो देर् आर् जस्ट् टु वर्ड्स् बिकास् दे मीन् द सेम् थिङ्ग्
Okay, you can use both of them in the same context. Okay.
Yes.
Dhanyavada.
So, same for here. Shunakah and Kukkoraha, both mean dog. So, Brinda Bhagini.
Shunakah, Shunakam. Kukkoraha, Kukkuram. Gataha, Gatam. Urukam remains Urukam.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Nitin Mahodaya.
Chashakaha, Chashakam. Gajaha, Gajam. अङ्कनि अङ्कनिं विमानं विमानम्
नेक्स्ट् श्रेया भगिनि
पादः पादम् नारङ्गफलं नारङ्गफलं दन्तकूर्चः दन्तकूर्चम् दर्पणः दर्पणम्
वेरि गुड् भगिनि नेक्स्ट् श्रावणी भगिनि
कूचिका विद्या
विद्युद्दीपः सारि द ओ वेंट डाउन सो इट्स एक्चुअली विद्युद्दीपः
विद्युद्दीपः विद्युद्दीपम्
दीपम्
वृक्षः वृक्षहम्
वृक्षम् वेरि गुड् भगिनि
पादं चरणं मे सेम् भगिनि
यस् भगिनि दे हेवन्ट् पुट् इट् इन् द सेम् स्लैड् बट् दे पादः इस् पुल्लिङ्गं चरणम् इस् नपुंसकलिङ्गम्
Okay, thank you, Bhagini.
Padaha can be leg also, right? The whole leg?
Also, I think, Bhagini. Okay, so, next, Nagendra Mahodaya.
Vyagraha, Vyagram.
Vyagraha.
Gayatri, Gayatri.
गायत्रीं
गायत्री पुस्तकं पुस्तकं
वेरि गुड् महोदय नेक्स्ट् लक्ष्मी भगिनी
पुस्तकं सेम् पुस्तकं
वेरि गुड् भगिनी
शाटिका शाटिका वैद्यः वैद्य लोकयानं सेम् लोकयानं
वेरि गुड् भगिनि नेक्स्ट् नीना भगिनि
सरस्वती बिकम्स् सरस्वती
वेरि गुड् भगिनि
लक्ष्मीः बिकम्स् लक्ष्मी
लक्ष्मीं
चमसः चमसम् They all remain the same. Vidyalayah, Vidyalayam.
Very good, Bhagini. Lakshmi Bhagini.
Peshakam, Peshakam. Balika, Balika. Marcharah, Marcharam. मार्जारः मार्जारम् सैनिकः सैनिकम् द्विचक्रिका द्विचक्रिकाम्
नेक्स्ट् निमिष महोदय
भद्रकाली पर्वतः पर्वतम् वानरः वानरम् नदी नदी
वेरि गुड् सो डस् एनिबडी हेव् एनी क्वश्चन्स् आन् द्वितीया विभक्ति
भगिनी केन् यू रिपीट् फोर् लक्ष्मीः इस् लक्ष्मीः
Lakshmi.
So you take away the Lakshmi and put him. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So now we will in Abhyasa Pustakam 7.1 on page 29. Of Abhyasa Pustakam section 7.1. So here I will stop sharing. Okay. Okay, so I will. So here at 7.1, does everybody have Abhyasa Pustakam?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Or do I need to share my screen for Abhyasa Pustakam? Okay, so if everybody has it, then we can just do it. Okay, so in 7.1 here, Chitram Drishtva Udaharanam Drishtva. चित्रं दृष्ट्वा उदाहरणं दृष्ट्वा तादृशानि वाक्यानि लिखतु आफ्टर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् द पिक्चर् आफ्टर् लुकिङ्ग् एट् द एक्साम्पल् राइट् सिमिलर् सेण्टेन्सेस् ओके सो हियर् वाट् यू हेव् टु डू इस् दे हेव् गिवन् नम्बर्स् फोर् एव्री पिक्चर् एण्ड् दे हेव् गिवन् द नेम् सो देर् इट् इस् इन् प्रथमाय भक्ति सो जस्ट् यूस् मम मित्रं and use gachati and just use mama mitram vidyalam gachati yeah. And then put grantalayah in dityay bhakti and then so do that for everything okay so okay. Chitra bhagini would you want to start with the second
mama mitram granthalayam gachati
very good bhagini next krishna mahodaya
yeah mama mitram devalayam gachati
Very good, Mahodaya. Aishwarya Bhagini?
Mama Mitram Karyalayam Gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Archana Bhagini?
yes, it's unmuted. Mama Mitram Karyalayam Gachati. Aapanam Gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Next, Brinda Bhagini.
Mama Mitram, Rela Sthanakam Gachati.
Very good, Bhagini. Nitin Mahodaya.
Mama Mitram, Chitra Mandiram Gachati.
Very good, Mahodaya. Nagendra Mahodaya.
Mama Mitram, Udyanam Gachati.
And then last, Shreya Bhagini.
Mama Mitram Pradarshinim.
Okay, so next, in the next page, 7.2, we will also do that. So here I will choose different people so that everybody gets some exercise on the words. So here they have given the words in the parentheses to put in. I hear my voice back. Okay, I will mute everybody. And then whoever I call on, please. Okay, so when I call you on you, just please unmute. Okay, so first, Lakshmi Bhagini, you can be. So what we will do, I will ask the Dutiya Bhakti for the for a word, and then we can tell the person I call can tell the word in Dvitiya Bhakti and then read the full sentence. You do not have to say Pita and Putri. You can just follow up and just say the next sentence instead of saying Pita and Putraha and Putri.
Bhagini.
Can you wait 1 minute, Bhagini? Nagendra Mahodaya, did you have a question?
Well, I am not sure if other people are on the same page. I think we got an idea for the Stuti Bhakti, but I think we all are afraid or thinking how will we add now the Shashti and Sapti together, all three together. I don't know if we have time to just go over one examples of, you know, of Shashti and Saptami, and then you leave the class. That way when we do the homework, we'll have more content in what we are doing.
Okay, then we can do the next page later. I will share my screen 1 minute. We can see. Okay, so I have already shared this I also sent it in the email, so I will make this bigger. Can everybody see? Or is it readable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite visible.
Okay, so now we will go over everything that we have done. I will also add Dvitiya Bhakti in here this week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so first, we will take Akaranta Pullingam. We will take the example Deva, that is the Pratipadikam. The Pratama Ekavachanam is Devaha. Pratama Bahuvachanam is Devaha. The Shashti will be Devasya Ekavachanam. Saptami Ekavachanam will be Deve.
Bhagini, sorry to interrupt. Would there be Bahuvachanam in case of Dvitiya Vibhakti?
Yes.
Okay, but today we learnt only Ekavachanam, is it?
Only Ekavachanam.
Okay.
Okay, so in Abhyasa Pustakam we only have Ekavachanam. Only for Prathama Vibhakti we have learned Bahuvachanam. In Shashti and Saptami we don't have Bahuvachanam in Abhyasa Pustakam.
Oh, but otherwise there is it?
There is Prathama Vibhakti and Bahuvachanam for all the Vibhaktis.
All the Vibhaktis.
But we won't do all of them in Abhyasa Pustakam.
Okay.
We have done Ekavachanam. We have done Ekavachanam. We have done Prathamaya Bhakti, Dvitiyaya Bhakti, Shashti Bhakti, and Saptami Bhakti. So we have already covered 4 Vibhaktis.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
In Ekavachanam.
Yeah.
Bahuvachanam, we have only done it for Prathamaya.
Prathama. Yeah, okay. So what I want to know is
So we won't do the Bahuvachanam for Shashti, Saptami, and Dvitiya in Abhyasa Pustakam. We won't, but in the next book we will have everything, and we will have all the Vibhaktis in more detailed form.
Advanced. It's more advanced. Okay.
Yes, but for now we will just stick on to this.
Okay.
Okay. So next, Akaranta Strilingam, we have Lata. The Pratipadikam and the Pratama Ekavachanam are the same. And the Pratama Bahuvachanam is Lataha. The Shashti is Latayaha. And the Saptami is Latayam.
Latayam.
Next, Ikaranta Strilingam. Nadi is the same as Akaranta Strilingam. Pratipadikam and Ekavachanam are the same. And Pratama Bhakti Ekavachanam are the same. Nadi, Nadi. Nadhyaha for Bahuvachanam. Nadhyaha for Shashti. And Nadhyam for Saptami. And then we have Vana for Akaranta Napumsakalingam. Pratama is Vanam. Pratama Bahuvachanam is Vanani. Shashti is Vanasya. Saptami is Vane.
Vane.
Now I will do the pronoun. All that we have done right now are the nouns. Now we will do the pronouns. So for Ekavachanam, for Akaranta Pullingam, it is Eshaha and Saha. Bahuvachanam is Ete and Te. Shashti is etasya and tasya. Akaranta strilingam, we have esha and sa. Bahuvachanam is etaha and taha. Shashti is etasyaha and tasyaha. Then ekaranta strilingam, we have esha. We have it the same as akaranta strilingam. So esha and sa, and then etaha and taha. For akaranta napumsakalingam, we have etat and tat, etani and tani, and shashti we have etasya and tasya. This week, before sending, I will put in the dvitiya vibhakti too. So I will explain one more thing. So balakaha vriksham pashyati. Vriksham is the object. Balakaha mahilam, that is the mahilam is the object. Balakaha mahilam pashyati. Balakaha nadim is the object pashyati. Balakaha pustakam is the object pashyati. So those are all in second vibhakti. Now vriksham, mahilam, nadim and pustakam, those are all in dvitiya vibhakti, and they are the object. If you use balakaha, it's in prathama vibhakti and it's the subject. Pashyati is the in ekavachanam and is the kriyapadam. Balaka, now next, balakasya pustakam grihe asti. Now balakasya is sixth vibhakti, grihe is in saptama vibhakti. So bhavataha is in sixth vibhakti, bhavataha pustakam grihe asti, mama pustakam grihe asti, tasya pustakam grihe asti, tasyaha pustakam grihe asti, mahilayaha pustakam grihe asti. So all this grihe is all is still in saptami bhakti. And balakasya, bhavataha, all the first words are in sixth vibhakti.
Okay, so Bhagini, can I? I have a question. When you add the dvitiya vibhakti over here, it won't fall under nouns or pronouns. So what will be the heading? Will it fall into object?
Bhagini, can you repeat your question?
Yeah, then you have given nouns and pronouns in this table. With the Shashti and Saptami. So when you add the Dvitiya Vibhakti here, it will be object, right?
Yes, Bhagini.
It will fall under noun.
Yeah. Yeah, it will.
So here I will put Dvitiya in the extra row that I have made. And next week we will learn the pronouns for that, maybe if we have time. We will learn the pronouns of Dvitiya Vibhakti if next week. And so then when we learn that, then I will add Dvitiya Vibhakti in the pronouns.
Okay. Fair enough.
So we will have like a board that we know what we have done.
Yeah, because here the noun is becoming an object, that's why.
Yes.
And also, at the start of the class, I was confused at the proposition S, right? That S can be both second and seventh vibhakti. Like, she looks at me is the second vibhakti, and student studies at school is the seventh vibhakti. Now, I understand the difference. The first sentence, the at me is an object, and hence it's second vibhakti. But in the second phrase, it's locative and hence it's seventh vibhakti. I think it's more clear now.
Yes, on the exam. Yes, that is how we have to understand.
Yeah.
Bhagini, before we end class, I have a couple of questions. Like, how many classes are we going to have to finish the book? And then, will there be any tests or exam at the end?
Okay, so Bhagini, this is not considered like a class. This is like, so one, it's not like a limited one. We can, so we will continue. We may stop after Abhyasa Pustakam, or we may continue. We can continue after Abhyasa Pustakam too. We will go to the next book. So there's like a list of books that we will follow in order.
Okay.
So after, so right now, there's like no speed, that there's no like no curriculum that we're going to go at this speed. Whatever we cover slowly in one class, we'll continue the next thing in next class. It depends on how the participants are in the class. So like they're not a limited number of classes.
Okay.
Good to know. That's very good.
Good to know. Yeah.
I wasn't sure what the format was. Thank you.
I want to. How many books are there? Bhagini.
I think for now we're in Abhyasa Pustakam. Next we have Gita Sopanam Part 1 and 2, and then we have I think Gita Praveshaha, and then we have one. We have three parts in Gita Praveshaha, and that's it. I think.
Oh, six books.
That will take 5 years. Or more.
Oh, oh my God. No. When did you start learning this?
I took 1 year to learn Abhyasa Pustakam. Oh, 1.5 years. I took a long time. But it's okay. Like if you go fast, you won't learn that much. You will just take like a shortcut to take this Abhyasa Pustakam. It will take about, I'm just estimating, about 6 months to... Usually it takes 6 months. If we go slowly, we can understand more, and we might take like 8 months, or usually it's 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So it depends on the students, how smart they are.
Yes. How much effort the students put in, that depends.
Yes. Yeah.
And how much we can cover in one class.
Mm-hmm.
Bhagini, just one question. How can we get more fluent with Sanskrit? Right now it takes a lot of work to actually even the simplest of sentences.
Exactly.
Oh, Bhagini, it's
no. First,
first
we need to translate it into our language and find it out on what we ought to say.
So, what the thing is, when you first want to write a sentence, you have to think, what do I want to say in that sentence? That's the first thing. Then you think, what is the easiest word that I know in that sentence, and then put that into Sanskrit. That you know, like if I say I need to say the boy is looking, okay, so then I say the boy is easiest for me, then balakaha, so then I say looking is next easiest, pashyati, so balakaha pashyati. So like that, for now we have done 3-letter sentences. As we practice more and more, we will get more fluent. It will. Right now, even me, I am stuck in sometimes. So I can't make sentences a lot of times. So it doesn't matter. It takes some time to get fluent with Sanskrit.
Hey, I have a suggestion.
You have finished all the books, is it, Bhagini?
No. I have not done all the books, Mahodaya. I'm still learning Sanskrit. I'm doing Gita Sopanam Part 1.
Okay.
So I can't answer most of your questions.
Your instructions are very, very clear to understand, Bhagini. It's very easy to understand the way you're explaining. So thank you, Bhagini.
Yeah, thank you very much. I attended another class before, but I was not able to completely comprehend, so I had to redo it again. But I'm very good here. They are able to take it very
well. She's excellent. I have a suggestion.
Students are actually the best teachers. People who are really accomplished would have forgotten how they first learned the things.
Hey, we were talking about how do we practice. One way I could think of, say, if we form a WhatsApp group and we keep practicing different words and sentences, probably it will work out. Like during the week, because we are just meeting once a week here, we can meet on the WhatsApp and then keep practicing different sentences from what we have learned. If it works for all of you.
If everybody agrees, you can do that.
I agree too.
Yes. Yeah, me too.
I agree. The only thing is that someone has got to be there who would be able to correct our sentences if we are wrong.
Bagini ko bhi add kar rahe
hain. Yeah, we'll. Auna, we can have her also in the group.
Correct.
No, for that first we need to share our phone numbers. So next class maybe we can share our phone numbers first in the chat and go from there.
Yeah, that will be good. That will be a good idea.
Yeah.
And then I'll create a group if you guys don't mind. So then we can start.
You can
have a phone number.
We keep forgetting that you're still too young. We keep forgetting that you're just all of 10 years old.
So what we can do, what you can do is, I will. So every week from today, since everybody says they want more challenging homework and they're saying that, like, we can't get the Sanskritam really fluent. So what I'll do. I know some Sanskritam videos that even if you can't understand them, when you're like going by, you can just listen to it. So you get some like words into your head, and then when we talk about them in class, you will be like, oh, I've heard this word somewhere. So it will come in your mouth easily.
Excellent.
Okay. Good idea.
So we will end class with a Shanti Mantram. Okay, 1 minute. I will share my screen. I know I know.
And mute everybody.
Okay, I think everybody can see the Shanti Mantram. I will. Okay. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah. Sarve Santu Niramayah. Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu. Ma Kashchit Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om. Okay. So...